ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Australia's largest cattle company has today released its half-yearly financial results. And, whoa, there's some green shoots in there. AACo has nearly doubled its operating profit to about $40 million, which is its best half-year result ever. Its total revenue has also lifted by 20%, with Wagyu sales improving despite the global cost of living crisis. The chief executive of AACo is David Harris. David, thanks for your time. What would be your summary of these financial results that have come out today?
I think it's a really strong performance. Like I said in the presentation today, it's the highest half-year result, operating profit result for the business in recent times. And I think that's an indication of a lot of blood, sweat, and hard work that's gone into the last 4 or 5 years to get us there.
And just for our audience, when you say it's the best half-yearly result in recent times, it's because the company's only been using the operating profit metric since 2019. That's correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. And so at that, like I said in the presentation today, 2019 was when that was brought in largely to be a better indicative measure of the true performance of the business. Obviously, we have some valuations that are outside our control for livestock and for cattle that play out at differing times. And so what operating profit aims to do is to isolate those other things outside so that we can truly give shareholders a better idea of how the true underlying performance of the business is.
The global cost of living crisis doesn't seem to have impacted premium beef sales. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, good question. I think, well, beef's an extremely good product at the end of the day, and what consumers around the world are telling us is that they're always happy to do what they have to do to be able to put beef on the plate in some way, shape or form. And so it's a really superior product or protein that gets consumed around the world. And I think it also shows that there's different ways to consume the product. And so, yes, I did mention today that, you know, that fine dining scene is coming under some pressure, but how people consume our product is evolving, and it's a lot more casually these days. There's a lot of casual outlets, there's a lot of burger joints, there's a lot of barbecue, opportunities for us as a business that are really happy to pay good price for good quality beef. It doesn't necessarily always have to present itself as fine dining, and obviously that global S&D for beef is pretty favourable to producers and to sellers at the moment.
The United States is an important market for AACo. What does the sudden removal of the 10% tariff mean to your business?
Oh, look, I think it's probably business as usual, frankly. I don't know that any of us left the market, but it means that the work that we've put in to date and the importance of that market, you know, the removal of the tariff obviously helps, and obviously helps us be competitive into that market against their domestic product. And so it's largely business as usual for us, but it allows us to be more competitive in relation to their domestic product with the investment that we've made in North America over the years, whether it be distribution networks, obviously marketing, sales, operations, and really trying to articulate the premium nature of our brands and the quality of the beef. It allows us to leverage that even more now.
When those Liberation Day tariffs were first introduced, there was a few doom and gloom headlines, but reflecting back, did that 10% tariff impact your business at all?
Yes, it certainly did. It did from a sentiment perspective. It did. You know, there was a lot of work at the time into who, what, where, how, even the logistics of how it gets paid and who pays it and things like that. So there was certainly a lot of back of house work that took place at the time to work through. And I think the other part probably was the fact that it you know, it moved, the goalposts moved on the tariffs multiple times. Remember, we didn't just get straight to 10 and then walk away. So it certainly adds to people's anxiety. But look, at the end of the day, we navigated our way through it, as we did COVID, as we did these other things. That's the definition of business, Matt, solving problems better than someone else. So we've all got to do it. We just front up and find a way through.
What are you expecting US demand to be like in the next 6 months?
I think it'll continue to be really strong, Matt. I think obviously some of our competing exporting nations now have had sort of a slightly larger reduction in some of their tariffs. Some of those South American tariffs have reduced by, you know, more than what we had, but largely they still have a tariff and we don't in some instances. So I still see the North America demand for Australian beef very strong for the foreseeable future.
If you're tuning in, this is the Country Hour, and I'm speaking to David Harris, who's the Chief Executive and Managing Director of the Australian Agricultural Company. AACo has today released its half-yearly financial results. David, in your presentation this morning, you said the company is looking at future generation of Australian carbon credit units. Does that include feeding seaweed to cattle, or have you dumped that idea?
Yeah, it certainly potentially could, Matt. There will be, we've got an open mind when it comes to the opportunities here. We're investors in, you know, zero net emissions ag, CRC. As I mentioned on the call today, we've invested in a business called Athian, which is a carbon trading platform for livestock kind of methane reduction protocols that is operating in the US that we hope will come to Australia and give us an opportunity there. So, as for the actual protocol or actual sort of ingredient or however, whatever it is that we use, I've got an open mind on that, and we'll continue to talk to customers, consumers, distributors, all our stakeholders, including obviously understanding our own operational metrics and efficiencies, opportunities to consider all of the opportunities on that front.
Are you feeding stock any seaweed at the moment?
No, we're not at this point in time, Matt.
Now, this time last year, you told our audience that AACo had engaged Kidder Williams as part of a strategic review to get the Livingston Abattoir near Darwin back up and running again. A few weeks ago, David Williams, the boss of Kidder Williams, told the Country Hour this.
I think Livingston itself, which is currently on the market and being sold by Kidder Williams, my guess is that that will be sold and will be sold in the next few weeks and therefore also be open in calendar year 26.
That sounds like huge news, David Harris. What's happening at Livingston?
Well, it sounds like it's a question for David Williams in relation to his comments, but we're still working through it, Matt. I think there is a wonderful opportunity to get that plant going again. I don't have any news for you today. We are still working through the review. We're open to the, you know, different options of what that looks like. Our focus at the moment is to find an option that does get that plant going in the foreseeable future.
Is he wrong? Is it not selling in a few weeks' time?
Or at this point in time, I don't have anything to add to what I did there before. We're still working through it. You know, some of these things just take some time. We need to find the right people that, you know, will be the right custodians and or partners in making that facility the best it can be.
Do you think it could be back up and running next year, as mentioned there by David Williams?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
And just finally, I'm here in Darwin, a city that's getting ready for Tropical Cyclone Fina. Does AACo have any cyclone preparations for the Livingston Abattoir?
Yeah, we've still got a full-time, you know, couple of people working in the abattoir. So, yes, it certainly has policies and procedures and things that it'll do to prepare for it, as will, you know, our nearby properties at Pell and LaBelle and things like that. So, as you would know, being a local up there, you do need to prepare for these things and be ready for them. And so we will certainly be doing that as well.
Thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all, Matt. Have a good day.